This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome in, Diehard Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hour number two, hanging out with my pal CT Betts, Chris Thurston. He was kind of a wuss bag and wasn't here the last couple weeks because, I don't know, some organ in his body like burst or something.
Just had a major organ taken out of my body, that's all.
You wuss.
What?
Oh, is it an appendix or something? You don't even need that organ.
Oh,
you don't even need it. I mean, can't you just suck it up and like be on the phone? You could have called me and said, hey, you know what? I got this stupid thing. It does nothing. I'm in the hospital.
Definitely,
but you know what? Pep, I'm going to hop on the phone with you because I'm dedicated to this freaking program.
I just had got out of surgery at like 8 o'clock that night. It would have been tough.
We have a live studio audience tonight. We got Mike D. No, not from the Beastie Boys. We have B Money hanging out. We got Rob G hanging out. And we're going to smoke some cigars from our pals from Two Guys later on. TwoGuysCigars.com. Two Guys has a great selection of premium cigars. Where I get mine, you need to get yours there too. It's the number two, guyscigars.com, twoguyscigars.com. We're smoking big boys. These gigantic cigars are flat out off the charts awesome. They're called big boys. That's what we kind of like. We like big boy cigars. That's what we do. Order them up. twoguyscigars.com, the number two, guyscigars.com. Can you smoke cigars, CT Betts, or just like your...
You gave me one of those last summer. That thing was unbelievable.
All right.
So, let's get some cigars rolling here.
A couple of Willie's Super Brews.
A couple of Willie's, a couple of Mamitas.
We'll mix some Mamita in there. You know, we'll just
fire up a Two Guys cigar. I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's just what we do. And then we'll gamble on a couple of games. We have the basketball game later. We have the hockey game right now. You guys are all in on Colorado. I bet the Golden Knights just because
of course.
That's what I do. I'm a terrible gambler.
Ask me for winners. I give him one. He takes the opposite side.
So when I lose, I'll yell at you saying you never give me winners.
Yep.
That's what I do.
That sounds about right.
But then when I don't lose, I'll say, hey, you gave me a loser.
Exactly.
See?
That's perfect.
I win.
All right. You win. You always win.
The sports professor hangs out on the Progressive Guest Line next. He is Rick Horro. Keep it right here. You're locked into the Diehards. Chris Thurston, Anthony Pepe. It is the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're back with the Diehards.
The Diehards.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Time now to go to the phones to visit with the sports professor himself, Rick Horro.
He sounds like a smart man.
He's a smart man. We're also presented by our friends at Mamitas. It's a hard seltzer, real tequila, sparkling water, and natural flavors. It's only 95 calories with a 5% ABV, CT Betts, Chris Thurston. Flavors include lime, mango, paloma, and pineapple. Do you have a favorite?
Pineapple by far.
Yeah, I agree. Love it. Mango's right up there, too. Mamitas keeps a light and refreshing taste while staying authentic to the iconic tequila cocktails that have inspired bartenders for decades. Ask for them today at your local retailer or watering hole. For more information, check them out at drinkmamitas.com. That's drinkmamitas.com. Or follow them on Twitter and Instagram at drinkmamitas. Hashtag mucho delicious. Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He is a dear friend of the show. Sometimes he doesn't like to admit he's my friend, the sports professor himself, Rick Horro. How are you, buddy?
I'll admit I'm your friend anytime. And I'm waiting for that golf game. But you're right, you don't play. So, you know, why would we agree to go play golf? Next time I'm in town, we'll go to Fenway.
We'll go to Fenway. I have some people that can stub us in.
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. I agree. So, listen, this is going to be interesting. Can the Bruins win two straight?
We think they can. And again, we were talking about this earlier from a gambling perspective, Rick. When you talk about the further the NHL playoffs go, These games usually go seven games. So we're like, you know what? If you're a gambling guy, and take the Bruins fan aside from it, you bet the Bruins to win Game 6 to at least force a Game 7. So anything obviously can go in Game 7. So we're feeling good about the Bruins in Game 6. That's the thought process.
That's the thought process, but then we've had a couple of series in the other two. One went 4 and one went 5. So, you know, this I was watching the Lightning to see what my schedule will be like next week, and it looks like I'll be spending some time in Tampa. And
they're pretty good.
They look sharp.
They look sharp. I guess that series will start. I guess it depends on what happens tomorrow night,
right,
with you guys. And I would suspect it would start over the weekend, and the next game will be Tuesday or Wednesday in Tampa, then back to Boston for next weekend, assuming that happens. But it's it's crunch time. This is a strange year where you have the possibility of Montreal's hot, so you can't say never. But how about a Boston Montreal final? What about that?
That'd be fun, but I can't see Boston getting past Tampa. I can't see it. Tampa looks like the team to beat again, but we'll see what happens.
I just want another series.
I know you do. And again, I just don't think they're playing as good as the Islanders. But that's another story for another day. Hey, Mr. Horro, what's the open doors on Twitter? And can I go back to Curry College and benefit from being a four-year starter football stud?
People have to remember you. You got to be recognized. So maybe just go start a bar fight somewhere where
I'm not making money from college endorsements. That's what you're saying?
Well, let's put it this way. Your potential is a little more limited than let's say what Reggie Bush had coming out of college. But the open doors deal was an interesting one because they said we're not waiting for the Alston Supreme Court case. We're not waiting for the five states. Yep. That have passed it. We're not waiting for the Power Five, and we're not waiting for Emmert. We're going to do our own thing, and we're going to offer time on Twitter that we're going to capitalize where brands are going to be part of our deal. Then we're going to roll it back over and let the athletes align with the brands and then try to figure out if there's any social media space and then deal with a rev share. We're talking about who gets the money and how it's done, but nobody's given enough time to what you're actually going to do to market. Is it going to be an auto dealership is okay, but you can't put your name on a gambling deal? There's so many details to be worked out here. But congrats to Open Doors and Twitter for at least blazing the trail.
Rick, the United States Football League is back, and it's slated to return spring of 2022.
Does President Trump own a team this time around?
He's going to buy the Boston Breakers this time. How about that? The Breakers.
Is he really?
Were you born? Yeah, of course you guys were born during the Breakers. But look for your New Jersey Generals logos and look for caps and stuff. The deal is that Sports Business Journal did a survey and tried to do copyright searches on who is protected. Some of the names the next time around, nobody would tell them, but I suspect it's some of the original guys, the Houston Gamblers,
sure.
Right. Jim Kelly.
Of course.
Yeah, right, and the Generals, obviously.
Herschel Walker, Doug
and,
Flutie.
My guy Steve Ross owned the Philadelphia team, and, there are a lot of, we don't remember it, but what they have going
Steve
for
Steve Young in the league, too?
Yeah, he
yes.
played,
yeah.
I forgot who he played for. Right, somebody's going to call and let us know.
San Diego.
Jackson.
Thank you.
Wow, that's pretty good. You are the captain of useless trivia. I'll tell you that's really good. So the fan used fan football league, the XFL, all the leagues that have come and gone. The only thing this league has going for it is Fox is ostensibly a partner. There's so much real estate for television because of streaming now. You can put anything on anywhere. And then I think with modest expectations, you really don't have to make a killing. You just have to survive. And, the other leagues haven't done it from the WFL. I got turned off by these leagues, but when I was just a lad and the WFL and John Bassett stole Zonka Kick and Warfield and took him to Toronto. And from then on, I hate knockoff leagues. So they can all go to hell.
Hashtag he hate me. What was his name?
Wow.
What was his name? Was it Keith Smart?
Smart.
Keith Smart, I believe it was. No?
Was it Keith Smart?
Keith Smart, I think, was an Indiana Hoosier. Never mind. I'm all confused. Never mind. Hey, let's get to this Monster Jam dune at MetLife Stadium in New York. Have you ever been to Monster Jam, by the way?
No. I think, you know, there are certain things on a bucket list. That's on my bucket list, but I'm going to start on other buckets.
Say that again. So you're not a big Monster Jam guy?
I'm not a big Monster Jam fan. But I will tell you, I think probably if I'm sitting in a suite and I get to look down at everybody, it's probably kind of a really cool thing to see.
Yeah, you're sitting in the suite drinking mamitas. That's just how you.
Yeah. But now, I think it probably is not fair for me to diss Monster Jam like I just did. But I do think. Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, the story is they're lifted any capacity restrictions. They're going to sell out MetLife, sell out the Meadowlands in mid-July. Then they'll go to the Prudential Center in Newark in August, smaller arena. But look, all these sports are coming back with a vengeance.
That's great.
Look at the Carolina crowd this afternoon in hockey this evening. Hockey didn't help them, but it's good to see fans back.
Quote Buy and Save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Rick Horro joining the diehards here. Hey, man, talk about MLB and Lou Gehrig Day. It's about time, correct, man?
Yeah. Michael Rubin, who is the founder of Fanatics, is doing NFTs that is starting with the Luckiest Man Alive speech, July 4th of 39, and then going to do other things that Major League Baseball commemorates. It's notable because Fanatics has been a major company. He's got a spinoff company that's doing stuff with Major League Baseball. And again, NFTs, you know, I still try to figure out what the attraction is of the coins of all of this other than just this collectible, but it's worth a lot. And whether we like it or not or know it or not, it's going to dominate, and this is a great thing because it establishes a great relationship with MLB, and it honors Lou Gehrig, and that's a big deal, and for the disease, obviously, which is the most important.
And you talk about the excitement level with Pete Frates and the Ice Bucket Challenge and all that you know happened there, and it just it kind of trickles over, and it's just it's fantastic, and it's just a great thing that MLB is doing.
Hey, Rick, pressure is on the Raiders to make up for some lost time in monetizing their new
stadium. Pressure's always on the Raiders. Oh, you're talking off the field.
that they have made up. Thankfully, fans will be back in seats come the fall. What else are they doing to help get some revenue flowing in there?
Well, it's a $2 billion. Look, you know, they got to hold a bake sale or they got to do something else because the mortgage is pretty steep.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're having a company that's established these really cool corporate experiences, one for Heineken in Amsterdam, another one in California,
cool,
designing a Raiders experience. And they're taking you inside the stadium, kind of a tour of all the seats.
Huh.
And you end up at the Al Davis Memorial Torch, where you can have an Al Davis Memorial drink, and you spend Al Davis Memorial $80. $80 for a tour. They're expecting 20,000 people. They've already had close to that already. And the point is that as the stadium opened and you had no fans, it's sitting there in the middle of the Vegas Strip. It's a beautiful facility, and you can't wait for it to open up and have fans. I'm already planning some big-time stuff week three where the Dolphins go there. You know, all the AFC teams, I think, play the AFC West. Our East team is playing the AFC West this year. So I'll get to see Allegiant Stadium, which is a really, really cool building in the middle of Vegas.
Hey, Rick, before we let you go, the Joker wins the MVP. When you're the Joker's agent and a guy wins an MVP, is his phone ringing off the hook for sponsorships, partnerships, endorsements? How does that work?
Yeah, especially for a guy who, you know, is basically been underappreciated, meaning,
sure,
you know, he's not LeBron, and he hasn't. If it's Curry, it's Durant, it's LeBron, it's the usual suspects, and he deserved it. So, and he's articulate, he's an international guy, and I suspect he will have very significant endorsements, if not here, certainly back in his home country and his home continent.
Hey, Rick, keep up the good work as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. See you next week.
There he is, a sports professor himself, business consultant, guru, Mr. Rick Horro, horrosports.com. Take a quick TO when we return. Our dear friend from BUSR.com/thediehards, James Ross, is on the Progressive Guest Line next. Keep it right here where the diehards, right here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. We're getting right to it. It is cooking tonight, CT Betts, Chris Thurston.
Fire.
Progressive Guest Line, Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quotes at progressive.com today. He is a good friend of the show from BUSR.com/thediehards. Mr. James Ross, how are you, buddy? What's crack-a-lacking?
Well, I'm in Miami, so life's obviously pretty good to me this week. Yeah, it's bizarrely, we're actually speaking at like a normal time. It's like 9:30 and not 1:30 in the morning London time. So, yeah, all's good. The only annoying thing is I arrived here like 24 hours after the big fight on Sunday. So I missed all the excitement of that, but, you know, I watched it on TV. It wasn't that exciting, was it?
Talk about that fight, the Mayweather YouTube sensation. It's kind of a debacle. I mean, I'm a big boxing guy, and we've talked about it on the program before. I've covered, you know, over 80 championship fights in Vegas and the big fights with Mayweather, Pacquiao, De La Hoya for years. This was a joke, and I don't understand why they did it. I get it to try to get the young audience, try to get the YouTubers, whatever. But from a sports standpoint, from a boxing standpoint, this was an absolute joke.
I thought it was boring. I was genuinely bored. I thought at around round five or so, I thought, okay, so Mayweather probably is going to finish him here. But no, we have to go through the full eight rounds. Oh, it's tedious.
Boring.
Yeah, so in any case, and you know the worst thing? So I'm trying to get packed. I'm ready to fly to Miami. And then, obviously, we have this draw. Was it even a draw? It was just no one won, no. Whatever that actually means. So then we have all these customer service queries coming in. So we kind of have to make a decision on, well, how do you settle it? So we basically refunded every single market, you know. Anyone who bet the money line, every round bet. It's money back for everyone. So we made absolutely nothing.
How much handle was on the fight overall?
If I'm honest with you, it wasn't huge. Like, it was six figures for us, but you know, if this had been, you know, I don't know, look at that Lomachenko fight later this month, that would be, you know, we'd expect to take 3-4 million. So no, if I'm honest, I called it wrong. I thought Mayweather would win the thing. I thought he'd just finish it when he wanted. And secondly, I really thought the public were going to bet on this thing. It turns out to be and way lower than we ever thought.
Wow.
And
I've
been speaking to guys all week at other sports books. It's the same for them. They didn't see the money that they wanted. I see there was one company, which I won't name, who sponsored one of the fighters. I'll say no more than that. They were bragging about more sign-ups for this fight than any other sports event this year. It's PR spin. I don't believe a word of it. It was a non-event.
So you basically gave six figures back, and you just everyone that placed money at BUSR.com, you gave that money back.
Yeah, we took the money and we gave it exactly back, yeah.
Wow.
So it was a lot of effort. But
that's crazy.
Nothing. And look, you know, I wasted best part of, you know, £40, $50 or so on the fight. It was just awful, wasn't it? You know, at least my feeds worked. That was the only positive. But yeah, absolutely none of that. I'm far more excited about the UFC this weekend. At least we'll actually see some proper blows thrown and, you know, actual athletes fighting.
James, the Belmont was this past Saturday. Obviously, it's not as exciting when there's no horse in the running for the Triple Crown. How was the handle?
Baffert's
on,
a cheat.
Yeah, Baffert's a cheat. Did you get a good handle on the race, or was everybody kind of focused in on NHL and NBA playoffs?
No, you're quite right. It was down again. I sound really negative here. I don't want to be. But no, again, that was down. You know, if we compare the handle that we had on, you know, the Derby, what, 5-6 weeks ago, we were looking at about a quarter of that. Like, the Derby's always the biggest, right? There's no debate about that. But normally, especially when you look back at, like, 2018, any of the years when it looks like there could be a Triple Crown winner, that third race can be the biggest race of any. But no, it kind of felt a bit of a non-event. I actually quite enjoyed the race. But it's been overshadowed with Bob Baffert and all the rest of it. So no, that was a quiet one as well. So it's kind of, yeah, everyone wants to talk NBA, NHL. But the UFC is the one I think is the most interesting of anything this weekend. That's the one I'm certainly going to be betting in the morning. But Triple Crown, bit of a washout this year, I think.
James, a lot of books in Vegas have just put up numbers for regular season college football total wins. As crazy as it sounds, it's only a couple months away. When do you guys plan to get those up over at BUSR.com?
I see the Zags. They're like the plus 450 favorites. Remember that they went off, was it plus 250 or plus 220? They were like a crazy short price. It might have been plus 300, but it was a very, very short price last time round. And, you know, I thought they were by far the best team. I can't believe they didn't walk the entire tournament. But, so we've got the Zags are like plus 450, Michigan plus 1200, UCLA plus 1200. And then it's pick your prices, really. Then it's just a very long list of places, if I'm really honest, I've probably never heard of.
That's all right. CT Betts, I know he's talking college hoops as well. And James Ross, I know you want to talk about the UFC 263, a big event happening. What's the latest, and do you still get a lot of handle on the dogs?
Absolutely do. Yeah, well, to be honest, I ran into an old pal of mine who's he doesn't work for our company, unfortunately. He works for another sports book. But he's the best pricer of mixed martial arts in the world. So I was drinking with him tonight, and he's picked out a few prices that he quite likes the look of, and he's highlighted a few.
What are they?
I can't say his name, but if anyone knows the guy that prices UFC from Pittsburgh, don't know who I'm talking about. So the ones that he's tipping here, he's saying Vettori versus Adesanya. You've got that price there is a very, very interesting one. Let me double check the price now. Vettori is plus 205.
All right.
It's a dog against Adesanya, but that one is, he's seen some smart money for it, and he's very, very confident on it as well. Jake, if you wanted to back a dog, they're saying Jake Collier is a great dog, plus 140 against Felipe. Again, there's been some smart money come through in the last few hours, so Jake Collier is one worth looking at. Let's see what else we've got. We've got Chase Hooper. Chase Hooper seeing money against Peterson. Like, that one's a pick. They're kind of both minors, 115, 110. But yeah, Chase Hooper is a popular one. And bear with me. Oh, of course, on the big fight itself, you know, the guy I was speaking to tonight, of course, he's saying Leon Edwards, he's minus 475. But he's just saying he can't be beat. That just looks a fantastic bet. But if you're looking for value, Vettori's being overlooked massively in that big fight against Adesanya. If he can get him to ground repeatedly, that'll be very, very close, and you're backing him at plus 205. So there's a good dog for you, Vettori.
James, final 30 seconds. Why should people go on BUSR.com/thediehards? What are you offering?
Well, I'll tell you what, purely on the UFC, we've got a great little offer for you. Have a $20 bet on the UFC on any fight, and we'll give you a $20 free bet on the Lomachenko fight against Nakatani. And that one's, a week and a half, 2 weeks away. So, bet 20, get 20. Bet on the UFC 263 on Saturday, and then get a bet on that Lomachenko fight in a couple of weeks' time.
Hey, James, keep up the good work. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, okay, pal?
Always a pleasure. Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, James Ross from BUSR.com/thediehards. If you're listening to the gambling edition of the Diehards, please log in, sign up for an account. It helps CT Beth pay for his surgery. He just had his appendix pulled out. He needs all the money he can get. So please help us out.
I'm waiting for that bill.
Take a break from DraftKings. He owes everything to me. I hired him as an intern. Julian Edlow is on with the Diehards next.
You're listening to the Diehards. on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
It is 9:40 Eastern time. So in 20 minutes, CT Betts, Chris Thurston, we're firing up the grill.
Show flew by.
We're cooking Sausage Guy sausages.
Love it.
I paid a ton for them at Stop and Shop. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
David Littlefield.
David hooks you up.
I've known him since 1990. We're college football teammates at Curry College in Milton. He comes by and he hooks me up. Sausage Guy stable at Fenway Park on Lansdowne Street behind the Green Monster. Pick up your Sausage Guy products that now include sweet, hot, and pork sausages off the charts, out of this world, hot dogs, and even burgers. He does it all. They're available in New England at most supermarket chains, including Stop and Shop, Hannaford's, Big Y, and many more. Plus, for you folks listening in Honolulu, Hawaii, aloha, you can order Sausage Guy products at QVC.com. You just go on QVC.com. You type in...
Free shipping?
Free shipping. Oh. They hook you up. Sausage, the Sausage Guy, and you hook up, you get all, you get all the stuff.
That's your guy.
Everything. The Sausage Guy.
And all, if you go to a game at Fenway... You mention your
right
name.
Right behind the Green Monster. You get, I don't know, like... Free sausage? You pay $3 more? I have no
Probably
idea.
Probably more.
Probably. I mean...
They're like, who?
You know, he doesn't know his whole career to me like the next guest.
Here we go.
Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Julian Edlow from DraftKings, who was my former intern, owes his whole life to me. How come I haven't received any checks from you yet?
I might owe my career and my life to you, but you owe me some Sausage Guy. You told me you were sending it to me.
I do.
I love Sausage Guy.
Right.
I'm trying to go to Fenway this weekend. I'm hoping to go to one of the games, maybe that Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. That's a nice little game to go to.
Julian,
capacity.
Saturday,
I'll be getting some Sausage Guy there, but
Fenway,
I'm also waiting for it in the mail at my house.
That's unbelievable.
Right. Julian,
wow.
You know what?
Julian,
go see the Sausage Guy in Lansdowne Street. I'm sending him this audio right now, and I don't know who'll be working the cart. Might be David Littlefield. Might be his wife, Rose. Might be his seven kids. Might be every person that works for him, because he's got like – a staff like 1,000 people deep because he's so busy. He has like 50 cards.
I mean, they've probably all seen me. I've stumbled up to the Sausage Guy many times.
Oh, you've stumbled.
Guilty of the same thing myself.
And I know you, Julian, I know you win all the time at DraftKings and you have a ton of money, but I don't want you to spend your hard-earned money that you gamble. I want to get you a sausage for free, so your next sausage at Fenway Park is on me, pal. You're welcome. Anything else I can do
all
for
right,
you?
Man.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Written in stone. No, just keep giving. I love it.
Do you want me to call my friends at Fenway and get you a meet and greet with Wally the Green Monster? Because I can do everything for you.
I'm going to pass on the Wally meet and greet, but I appreciate the offer.
Hey, man, how you hitting them lately? You doing okay?
It's going all right. There's been it's been a weird playoffs, and we kind of knew it, right?
Yep,
like going
sure.
in, we were like, this is going to be one of the better NBA playoffs in a while. Usually people write off the first round. It doesn't matter. And this year it was competitive. The Lakers going down. I mean, I'll tell you, I always bet on the talent. Like, I tell people to be square when it comes to betting on the NBA playoffs. And down goes
Phoenix.
LeBron for the first time.
Phoenix.
First time ever in the first round. Phoenix, credit to them. Like, they're a good
sure.
team. Good young players. Booker's a legit stud. Ayton is solid. Chris Paul, knock on him, is not winning in the playoffs, not busting through the conference finals, the finals. But he helped that team over the hump. The
Bridges,
Anthony Davis
too,
injury,
Jules.
Factored in there. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a really interesting playoffs. Clippers, they can only win with their backs against the wall. the Knicks turned out to be a flash in the pan. The Hawks,
yep.
I'm watching them right now. I have Philly tonight because I think they need it, and I think they might have a little bit of help from the officials, but Atlanta's the better team. Atlanta's better than Philly, so this is going to be a wild postseason.
Julian, what are you thinking about tonight? Utah Jazz, I think it's down to 3 now. I don't think Conley is going to go,
yep.
right? You like anything in that one, Jazz clip?
Oh, man, I'm holding my nose. I'm betting the Clippers.
Agree.
I just told you, like, the Clippers – only seem to perform when their backs are against the wall, whereas last year it was the opposite. They got
yeah.
a 3-1 on Denver and had one of the all-time chokes. I am hoping, the Clippers are 3-0 straight up against the spread on the road this postseason. They obviously won the last two when they needed it. I'm hoping a little bit of that momentum, a little bit of that just locked in Kawhi that we saw those last two games. He was ridiculous. Can carry over into this game. Utah's been off a little bit. Look what we saw from Milwaukee being off a little bit. Maybe I think a lot of people think, you know, Utah's going to come out hot in this game because the Clippers are spent. I'm looking at it the other way a little bit, like the Clippers can come out here and kind of carry some of that momentum and, you know, change some narratives this postseason.
Quote Buy and Save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote. Explore only at Progressive.com. Join the diehards on the Progressive Guest Line, Sports Map Radio Network, friend of the show, Julian Edlow from DraftKings. Hey, Julian, we know you love the player props. We know that's your thing. Can you do live player props?
So you can. It's not available for every game. And I think it's something that I can't totally speak to it because I'm not on the sportsbook's ops side, but yep. I will be talking to my friends in sportsbook ops and telling them that DraftKings Sportsbook should be doing that more because I think it's a really cool way to get involved in a game.
Absolutely.
I like betting player props in the regular season, just taking advantage of guys that are out that nobody has injury news like the NBA that affects props. In that kind of way. When you get to the postseason, it tightens up. You're playing your best guys shorter minutes. But just like a random example, like, you know, if a Jason Tatum starts a game, you know, his point prop's going to be high, 26, 27, 28. He starts a game 0 for 6, 0 for 7, and you see that point prop creep down to like 19.5 or 20.5. I think getting in on that is so much fun because you know that they're going to bounce back in that game, especially if it's the playoffs and they're not going to just kind of die down. So that is something that's available from time to time and something that I'm hoping that DraftKings can get more involved in.
That would be great, dude. And again, I'm 100 years old. I've been gambling, for about 50 years now. And this whole player prop thing is new to me. And I do love it. I mean, I'm sorry. The player prop is new to me and the live thing is new to me. And I'm thinking you combine them both where I've been doing a lot of live lines lately, still haven't got really dove into the whole player prop thing, but I'm going, like you said, a guy that's struggling and you know, like what his expectation was. And then now it's 7 or 8 points less. Watching the game, you can kind of see that he's maybe starting to like turn the corner and get on fire. From a gambling standpoint, sign me up. Let's do it.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's the same. It's the same idea as live gambling. You wait for a big favorite to maybe go down and you try and grab him at even money or whatever.
Yep.
You just wait for somebody that you know is going to perform to have a poor start that's not going to necessarily reflect their game, and then you take the value on the number. It's the same idea.
Julian, wanted to get your thoughts on the Celtics situation and the move of Brad Stevens going into the office next year. Who do you
Stinks.
Want to see as the new coach for the Celtics, if anyone?
Oh, man, you're asking me this. I know we're getting towards the end of the segment. We could use a lot of time on this one. Danny Ainge out. I think I kind of saw that coming. That makes sense. I think Ainge had the worst season that he has had as a general manager, just from his performance. The team was not deep at all. Stevens going to the front office blew my mind. I think you either keep him as the coach, or you fire him. Now, to me, that says that the players. Nobody's come to the defense, like, tweeted anything out. I guess because Stevens is still with the team, but, like, I guess that means the players didn't want him as the coach. And the fact that they're giving him the GM job, number one, means that they couldn't find a GM that kind of they really wanted to go after. And number two, they have so much money invested in Brad Stevens that they're not ready to part ways. So
that's exactly it. I mean, he had like a 6-year contract. So they're saying, hey, you know what? Instead of paying this guy, let's use him to our advantage, right?
Right. So in my mind, this is maybe like a thing where you can, you know, in a year, Stevens will be in demand. You can maybe trade him to a team that needs a coach, a younger team that he fits in with.
Yep.
I know that, you know, just from my time covering the team, like a guy like Mike Zarin is completely prepared to take over that GM job. And I'm sure that with Stevens, you know, in the main role, Mike Zarin's going to have as large an impact as anybody on the general manager role for the Boston Celtics, just as much as Brad Stevens. From the coaching standpoint, I think they need a Chauncey Billups, Sam Cassell type of coach, a player's coach that these guys are going to listen to, somebody that's won, somebody that's played here. That's just the route that I would go, like, no brainer. But now you look at sports books and the odds on favorite is a guy like Jay Larinaga, who If you go to a game at the TD Garden, you're going to see Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart sitting next to Larinaga on the bench, scrolling through the iPad, going through plays. That's the guy that they kind of want. So, you know, Jay Larinaga is a great guy, a great coach, but with all due respect to him, you know, give me a Chauncey Billups, Sam Cassell type of guy for this role. I think they desperately need it.
Quote by and say it when home insurance or Progressive's new home quote explore only at progressive.com. Julie Enlow from DraftKings. Hey, man, we asked about this earlier and curious to get your take, being a, you know, from New England, following the Boston Bruins a little bit more than normal, and not being biased, but when you look at the playoffs and you look at the NHL playoffs in particular, further you get in, you're looking at more game sevens. You're looking at tighter series, you're looking at game sevens. When you look at a team that needs to win a game six to force a game seven, do you look at the Boston Bruins against the Islanders and say, hey, you know what? This is the pick to click tomorrow night. This is the play. I don't care if the Bruins win it in seven. You may want them as a fan, but the reality is they're going to at least force the game seven. Do you look at that?
Yeah, I do lean to the Bruins in that game, but I want to make sure that they're playing the backup goalie. I don't want
Swayman
in that game.
Yeah, you want Swayman.
Yeah, Swayman's going to get the go tomorrow. Yeah,
that's who we want there. That's who I want to see there. If I'm going to back the Bruins, that's who I want to see there. If I'm a Bruins fan, you know, that game last night, I do not claim to know anything about hockey, but I'm pretty sure the Bruins should have been up like 5-0. So to end that first period 1-1, like, you could already feel it that was kind of going to, when that first period was over, I was like, oh man, this is not good, because if you're the Islanders, you go into that locker room, you're just like, I mean, we're right in this. This is ours. And the Bruins have to be feeling deflated after not scoring a lot of goals there. So
you got to give Varlamov credit too. He stood on his head.
Yeah, they need to come out, start scoring that next game, and have somebody else in goal. It reminded me, this is from somebody who's not a hockey fan, it reminded me of that Game 7 of the Stanley Cup against
the Blues. Yep.
They were just attacking the goal the entire first period, and I was like, oh, it feels like the Bruins are playing better. And then they're just deflated, and the game goes south. It reminded me of that. But this time around, you know, that's not a Game 7. You got a chance to bounce back.
And another idea we were throwing around, or thought process, if you will, is that the MLB team that is looking for the sweep. So the Red Sox win both games in Yankee Stadium Sunday night. Everybody wants to play the Sunday night game. It's the last game on the slate. You want to play it, if you will. And you look at it going, well, you know what? They've already beat. Are they going to sweep the Yankees at home? What is your thought process on sweeping a baseball team? More so sweeping a team that's the home team.
Yeah, I don't know how much stock you can put in the regular season. Just because, you know, 162 games, I don't know if it's
tough.
Sweep necessarily matters. Like, every game is so almost minuscule in MLB. But,
right.
Like,
sure.
Also, it's you're climbing up. It is different with a rival, with a division game, of course. The Red Sox are getting no love in the AL East.
Still.
Live lines, honestly. So
wow.
I have the Red Sox. Once they got off to that good start, I scooped up the Red Sox in mid-April for like plus 800.
Nice.
Last time I checked, they were still plus 350 on DraftKings Sportsbook, and they're right in the mix. I'm not telling you they're going to win it, but I'm telling you you're going to get good value if you want to scoop that number up. The Yankees aren't very good, and they keep getting love. The Rays, we'll see. They're always in the mix, but the number for the Boston Red Sox makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Julian, final minute here. DraftKings, DraftKings.com. Why should people sign up other than I gave you your start at DraftKings?
Oh.
And you owe your whole life to me. So as a favor, the original diehard, the OG diehard, people should do that and, you know, support DraftKings in general because I have you on. Duh. But why should they go on?
Well, obviously for those reasons, but also because DraftKings gives you a lot of flexibility. And, you know, just to, like, be real with you, I was a freelancer at DraftKings for a long time. I'm an employee now. So I cannot bet on DraftKings Sportsbook. When I was in freelance, I could bet on DraftKings Sportsbook. And I preferred to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook because of the flexibility they give you. Like, I started today getting into college football.
Love it.
You can parlay things that no other book will let you parlay. I'm saving this one for Twitter for a while, but I'm going to give it to you guys right now because I like you. Alabama to win their division, whatever it is, the SEC West.
West,
and
yeah.
Oklahoma to play in the
Big 12 championship.
Their conference championship, in the Big 12 championship game. You can put those two things together. They don't even need to win those games. Both teams just need to play in their conference championships. You can parlay
like
those
that.
Two things for minus 127.
Woo.
That is a lock. My friends, that is
sign
a lock.
Me
I like
up.
That,
sign
so.
Me up, Julian. Great stuff as always. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
No
All right.
Sportsbook will let you do that.
DraftKings.com.
Love
there it.
It
is. Final break coming up next. We'll tell you about Rocket Mortgage and wrap things up. You're listening to the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Tonight's show presented by Rocket Mortgage. Ready for a new home, Rocket Cam. CT Betts, I'm glad you're still alive, buddy.
Me too, buddy. It was good to be back. Good show. I'm just dying laughing over here. They're imitating.
We have the live. Yeah, we got the live studio audience, a bunch of knuckleheads, but they're excited about the sausage guy, me cooking that up.
Yes, so I'm very excited about that as well. Abs are looking all right. Up 1-0. Hopefully, Mike and I cash that bet and you lose.
Hey, thanks so much,
yeah,
buddy.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
That's what I'm here for.
Jackson running rock and roll control in Houston. AC, thank you so much. Team Die Hard will be back again tomorrow night. You guys have a great night, everybody. Thanks so much.
Good luck.
For listening. Appreciate it.